In what could be the clearest example to date of Chinese attempts to interfere in any Western democracy, explosive allegations emerged last night that a Chinese intelligence group offered to help a Melbourne man gain a seat in federal parliament as a Chinese agent. 60 Minutes reports the man, Nick Zhao, reported the approach to the spy agency ASIO, and now he's dead. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Nick Zhao's described as an easy target for cultivation by foreign spies, a Melbourne luxury car dealer who reportedly had financial problems and owed money to shadowy Chinese investors.
I heard about Nick Zhao several months ago.
What did you hear?
I heard that he was a 32-year-old Melbourne resident cultivated by the Chinese government to run as a Liberal Party candidate in the Commonwealth Parliament, and Nick Zhao is now dead.
That's Liberal MP Andrew Hastie, the chairman of the Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee, speaking to 60 Minutes. The program last night reported Nick Zhao disclosed the Chinese offer to ASIO about a year ago. Then in March, he was found dead in a Melbourne motel room. His cause of death has not been determined.
It was surreal. It was like something out of a spy novel, happening in Melbourne with impunity and very, very concerning. Well, this isn't just cash in a bag, given for favours. This is a state-sponsored attempt to infiltrate our parliament using an Australian citizen and basically run them as an agent of foreign influence in our democratic system. So this is really significant, and Australians should be very, very concerned about this.
Andrew Hastie wants a thorough investigation into Nick Zhao's death. And in a statement, ASIO's Director General of Security, Mike Burgess, says the spy agency was already aware of this matter and has been actively investigating. He's again stressed the threat posed by hostile foreign intelligence activity. The Prime Minister's office and Liberal Party headquarters have both issued statements saying they take these allegations very seriously. This all comes as Nine has also spoken with a would-be defector, Wang Li Cheng, who claims he worked as a Chinese spy.
I know very well that the Chinese Communist Party can never be trusted. Once I go back, I will be dead.
Wang Li Cheng has shed light on espionage tactics he says Beijing used to sabotage the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong and influence the elections in Taiwan. He says his former spy boss had direct dealings with Wang Zhengmo, the businessman kicked out of Australia over his alleged ties to the Chinese government. But he's indicated that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Hong Zhengmo is definitely a small potato compared with others I know.
Mr. Wang's asylum claim is being considered by the Australian government, but the Chinese embassy has accused him of being a fraudster. Andrew Hastie says he should be granted protection, and One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson agrees.
Yes, I do. I'm back, Andrew Hastie, so I'm called for that.
But other MPs are being more cautious, with some concerned Mr. Wang could be a double agent. Crossbencher Jackie Lambie spoke to Sky News.
I always like to know exactly who the whistleblower is. I also like to do massive background checks on where all that's coming from and exactly what's going on, and make sure they're not trying to infiltrate themselves into what's going on here in the country.
Co-editor at China Nitsan, Yun Zhang, says there are question marks over Mr. Wang's motives.
For example, why he's gone to public, because from most people's thinking is that those kind of things, you go straight to the government department. Why do you go to media?
She says if Australia grants him asylum, Beijing won't be happy, in part because it could lead to more defectors. But the executive director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Peter Jennings, says Mr. Wang must be properly protected.
I really don't care what comes from Beijing. I think we spend far too much time sort of in advance worrying about the punishment that is going to be meted out for Australia really operating according to its own values and looking after its national security interests.
That's Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ending that report from Alexandra Beach.